Q104. Lady Gaga is going to be a part of it. What am I talking about? Well, remember, Alyssa, the other day we were talking about how there was this announcement that January 30th in L.A., there's going to be a benefit concert.
Yes.
They're going to do something.
They're doing something.
I mean, they have so much star power. That's where all the record labels are. That's where all the superstars are in this industry. And pretty quickly, they have thrown together the Fire Aid benefit concert. It was announced yesterday. It's going to happen January 30th. Actually, at a few different locations. They're going to have some artists at the Kia Forum, some at the Intuit Dome.
Oh, okay. So they're doing all on the same night?
Yes, all on the same night. And here is who is going to be there so far. Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Dave Matthews Band. John Mayer. Gracie Adams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tate McRae, and I'm sure that we're going to hear more to be announced over the next few days.
Wow, that's amazing.
So January 30th, and here is how you can, it's going to be available almost everywhere. Apple Music, the Apple TV app. It'll stream on Max. It'll stream on Netflix. It'll stream on Paramount Plus. It'll stream on Prime Video, YouTube. They're also going to put it in AMC movie theaters. So if you wanted to go buy a ticket and watch it at AMC, you
can
do
that
as well.
Get the full experience.
Yeah. So when we see more information, we can put this on our Instagram as well at the Q Morning Show. But it'll be 6 p.m. Pacific. On January 30th, Fire Aid in L.A.
So it'll be starting at about 9 p.m. for us.
Yeah.
But that sounds like it's worth staying up late for, honestly.
Just looking ahead, that's a Thursday night.
Yeah, not next week, but the week after, looks like.
Good vibes on the way this morning. Fire Aid's a good vibe. We need good vibes as well. 216-474-0104. We're on the verge of a three-day weekend here. That's a good vibe.
That's a good vibe. I'll take it.
What has you feeling good this morning? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Let's go down to Medina so we can talk to Tracy and get a good vibe. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Please share with us. What's your good vibe today?
Well, you know, I have to say, anytime I get a text, an unsolicited text from one of my grandkids, they are both so sweet. And they'll just, you know, chime in with, hey, Grammy, I did this today, or how is everything going? And I got to tell you, it'll keep me going for the rest of the week.
Aww.
It's so special to me, right?
How old are your grandkids?
My grandkids are in their teens.
Okay. So they have their own phones.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, that makes it so sweet, is they don't have to, right? We stay connected because, you know, we have a connection without mom and dad. You know, they're not on their own, but I mean, they're, you know, it's not like mom and dad are saying, did you write that thank you note? Did you text your grandma? You know, any of that. It's just like, hey, Graham, you know.
They just miss ya.
It is so sweet to have that. Like affirming the relationship that we have with our grandkids. It's the best.
Aww, I love grandparents. I love grandmas.
Thank you. It's just so special to be a grandma.
I love that good vibe. Thank you for calling in to share that with us, Tracy.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for letting me have that glow.
Alyssa, you're very close with your grandmother.
I am. My Nana.
How often do you get to see her? I mean, she must love having you back in Northeast Ohio and living here after being away for like a decade.
Oh, she loves it. Even if I don't get to see them all the time, every single time that I talk to her on the phone, she's like, I'm just so glad you're in Ohio. I'm just so glad you're here. And I'm like, no, I love you.
And she will say that for months and months.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure that like in 3 years, she's still going to be like, I'm just so glad you're finally home. I'm like, I've been here.
Yeah, I love that good vibe. I was very close with my grandmother. I mean, we couldn't text because the technology wasn't invented yet.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I spent a lot of time. I went to her house and...
Grandmas are special.
Took her out to lunch at Bob Evans all the time.
Love grandparents.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Friday morning. Thanks for hanging with us. Yeah, I need all the coffee this morning. All the coffee that we have. I need it.
It is Friday.
It's all for me.
You're so close to being done.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. All right. So the clock is ticking on TikTok. It's TikTok for TikTok.
Yep. Here we go.
Here is the latest as of this morning. The Supreme Court is going to announce opinions this morning.
More?
Well, they've been hearing a lot of cases over the past few weeks, not just TikTok. They've been hearing all kinds of different issues. And so they're going to announce opinions this morning. However, they don't announce in advance what cases might be decided. So this morning we might hear something from the Supreme Court on TikTok. We might not. I would venture that we're not going to hear anything that is going to be good news for TikTok, at least from the Supreme Court.
No, I doubt it. Yeah, I don't see that happening.
President Biden essentially has said that his administration isn't going to do anything. They had the ability to put, due to the verbiage of the law that was signed last year, they had the ability to enforce it like a 90-day stay of execution. But ByteDance,
kind of just to like kick the can down the road, like pushing it off. But it's not, it wouldn't even be like lifting the ban per se. It would just be like, we'll wait a little bit longer.
I think that ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, essentially had to show that they were actively trying to sell the company, which they have not done at all.
Right.
To sell to a U.S. company. President Trump has, now he said before that he, even though he tried to eliminate it a few years ago when he was president, he has said in recent weeks that he wants to save TikTok from the ban, and said that he might use an executive order to delay the law. Now he said it, whether that actually happens next week, I don't know. But as of right now, TikTok is still supposed to go away on Sunday. What that will look like after, whether ByteDance just completely shuts it down and no one has any access,
and like the servers go dark and like you won't be able to see anything, or whether it's just like one of those things where you reload it and nothing pops up. And
right. And yeah. you need an update, but you won't be able to get an update because
it won't be in the App Store.
Right. Legally, it cannot be in the App Store anymore, or they will be fined. Although President Biden has said that his administration will not enforce that law. Although I don't think the app companies are going to just, I don't think they're going to go against the law.
You want to know something? And this is going to surprise you, this take that I have.
Hmm.
If it's going to go away, if TikTok is going to go away, if it's going to be banned, I'd rather it just happen on Sunday. I don't want to kick the can down the road another 90, 270 days. Like, I just, if we're going to do this, let's just do it. Because if you're not on TikTok, then like this might be the first time that you're really hearing a lot about a ban. But oh my gosh, like this has just been going on for so long that they've been saying like it might get banned.
Yeah.
It's getting banned. It's good. And I'm like, okay, then do it then. Just do it.
It's like a dysfunctional couple where one of them says, I'm going to break up with you. I'm going to do it. I'm going to leave.
Bet.
And it's like, will you guys just break up already? Yeah, we want to move on to what's next.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm starting. Like, I love TikTok, but I'm getting to the point that I'm like, oh, okay. Well, if it's going to go, RIP, it was fun. It's been real. It's been fun. Hasn't been real fun, but you know what? We're here. So just get it over with.
I feel like I've been through this before.
Right.
With Vine.
Oh my gosh, yeah. We survived Vine. So if I can survive Vine, I can survive everything.
I enjoyed Vine very much. In fact, 1 hour from right now, Alyssa and I are going to revisit Vine and play our three favorite Vines of all time.
Counting them down. Because I thoroughly enjoyed finding these, finding my favorites. Like, I was seriously on the couch. I was crying laughing. I had tears rolling down my face yesterday.
Because that's how we're dealing with the loss of TikTok. We're looking at Vine, looking at old Vines.
Yeah, what stage of grief is this?
I don't really know. It's also Red Flag Friday, and we're going to hear from Allison, who is really trying to get a relationship going with this guy, but she has noticed something that alarms her. Is it a red flag? We'll find out coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Red Flag Friday. So it's that thing in your relationship that you've noticed. It's the red flag. Is it a warning sign? That's what we talk about and try to figure out for you. Allison and Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I've been getting so many mixed reactions and responses from my friend group. I just feel like I need to get some opinion outside of our little bubble.
Yeah, that's Absolutely. What we're here for.
Yeah.
I have been in a bit of a situationship since the summer. Nothing official, nothing serious, but we do most things that normal boyfriend or girlfriends would do. We hang out almost every weekend and sometimes a few times through the week. And it's been like that for about 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
Well, last weekend, I saw a second toothbrush on his bathroom counter, and he lives alone. And I can't for the life of me figure out if that's a red flag situation. Like, is it another girl's toothbrush? Because it's not mine. Was there just a random morning when he couldn't find his own toothbrush, so he busted out a new one? I mean, I don't know. Like, all I know is that I saw it with my own two eyes, two toothbrushes in the bathroom, and nobody lives with them, and it's not mine. I'm trying to be rational about this because I honestly think even that he doesn't even have time for a girl on the side. I do like him, and I enjoy spending time with him, but I can't shake that there's more to this whole toothbrush situation. I don't know. What do you guys think? Does it mean anything?
Okay, so let's try to figure this out. We've already determined that you guys aren't exclusive, right? You said nothing serious. There's nothing official. So he could be dating other people. And wouldn't that be okay?
No, because I know it's a situationship and we haven't really stated that we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but we do everything that boyfriend and girlfriends do. So I don't think it's cool. No, to have somebody over at his place and dating someone else. No, I'm not okay with that.
Am I wrong about that, Alyssa?
I mean, like, technically, if that conversation hasn't been had, I could see how that would get a little sticky. But I also see, Allison, what you're saying, because I've been in this same exact situation where it's like, I thought we were good. I didn't think that we had to put a label on it. Like, I thought that me was enough. Like,
right.
That's why you have to DTR. You have to determine the relationship. Okay, so what else could it be? So this toothbrush, he could use that toothbrush exclusively to clean things.
I thought about that, but I feel like, Allison, did you notice, like, was it like a new toothbrush? Did it look really worn out? Because you know when you clean with toothbrushes, they get, like, super gross really fast?
Mm-hmm.
It was not worn out.
Okay. So I feel like that rules that out.
Okay. Maybe he just went to the dentist and had a cavity filled, and so his teeth are a little bit sensitive. So the second toothbrush is like a soft bristle toothbrush.
Ooh.
And the other toothbrush is his regular toothbrush, but that hurts him right now. So he's using the soft bristle toothbrush. Could that be it?
I mean, I guess it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, that honestly, I think that's the best case scenario.
216-474-0104. Allison is a little freaked out about noticing the second toothbrush in this guy's bathroom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Should she be freaked out? Because it's not official. It's not serious.
But he lives by himself, so there's no real good reason for there to be two toothbrushes in his bathroom.
Would you consider this to be a red flag? Your calls next on the Q Morning Show. Say my name when you got that second toothbrush. What if this guy would, like, write names on the toothbrush?
I think that would be a bigger red flag. Like, why does this man who is living alone writing his name on everything like he's going to summer camp?
Yeah, one toothbrush says Allison, and then the other one says Patty.
Oh, gosh. No, that would be worse.
Right. That would be bad news. Allison in Menor on Red Flag Friday. It's Q104. Worried about this guy that she's been seeing. How long? Like 6 months?
Yeah, I think she said like 6 or 7 months, something like that.
And they haven't really DTR'd.
Which I didn't know what that meant. Determine the relationship.
Exactly.
So they haven't put a label on it. They're not like boyfriend, girlfriend yet, at least.
But there's a second toothbrush in his bathroom, and now she's freaking out a little bit. Kayla and Kent, is this a red flag?
This is like a huge red flag. So the fact is that, like, usually people will say if they have like company coming over or family even to try to justify like maybe he had his mom or sister or someone come over. However, it's kind of her responsibility to determine what the relationship is. You don't give the milk before the cow. You know what I mean? So that being said, like, you need to ask them, be direct, stop, don't beat around the bush. Cause women, as women, we tend to kind of be more polite or try to hint around things when in actuality, if you want answers, just be direct about it.
Thank you, Kella. Kella. Kayla and Kent tried to just make it Kella.
Yeah, no, I think Kayla had some of the best advice that I feel like I could give for anything that we do on air is just be direct. Like, just ask.
Robin and Elyria, do you agree with Kayla and Alyssa? Do you think that this second toothbrush is an opportunity for Allison to confront this guy and kind of figure out, hey, where do we stand?
Absolutely. I think that I think it is a red flag, especially as women, we try to make up a story as soon as we see something. Mm-hmm. Throw it in the garbage. See what he does. Who knows?
Throw it in the garbage.
I like that.
That might be your conversation starter. Just toss it in the trash.
Yeah. Just be like, I don't know. I just saw this extra toothbrush. I was like, oh, yeah, it's not mine. So I just threw it away. Like, I kind of love it.
Next week on Red Flag Friday, we have someone that calls in. I've been dating this guy for like 6 or 7 months, and my toothbrush over at his house was in the trash.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Is that a red flag?
Is that a red flag?
Oh, my God.
Or, like, this guy calls us and is like, hey, I've been seeing this girl, but, like, she just, like, purposefully threw my toothbrush in the trash. Like, is this, like, a weird thing? Or, like, what's going on?
Allison, good luck to you. Use this as an opportunity to figure out where everything stands with this guy. Use the toothbrush. Get into it in a joking way somehow. But this is an opportunity. We see this. It's a red flag. Yes, we all agree, but also an opportunity for you.
It's not just a toothbrush.
Mm-mm.
It's an opportunity.
Keep us posted. The Q Morning Show, Q104. I love Red Flag Friday.
I know. They're so fun.
Q104, real quick, because we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up, but I was excited. Today is the day that Severance finally drops.
Oh, yeah.
On Apple TV Plus Season 2. I was jealous of a friend of mine who lives in San Francisco.
Oh, because they get it at like 9 p.m. on Thursday?
It's still reasonable for her to be up on a Thursday night, and she was watching Severance last night. So hopefully...
That's one of the things that I miss the most about the West Coast is releases on Fridays, because when it comes to like new music and shows, I would do that too. Because California gets it at midnight Ohio time, which is only 9 p.m. there.
Right.
So it was always nice to kind of like dip into it before like it was actually like quote unquote out, you know?
And I miss being on the West Coast because the sporting events were always 3 hours earlier. So instead of the Cavs coming on at 8 o'clock, the Cavs would play at 6 o'clock, which was much more convenient for my schedule.
But you can't beat the fact that, I mean, at least we're in the same city as our favorite teams, so.
Yep, we're happy to be here.
We'll take it.
Back in Northeast Ohio, it's 27 degrees. Next week, it's going to be like zero.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
The reason I bring all this up is because another show that I'm excited about is the final season of You.
Oh.
It drops in April, and they released a trailer for You yesterday.
The one constant. One thing that has always been there for me is you. You who have been there the whole time and will be there with me to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
That's in April, though.
Oh, man. That's the last season, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be good.
Some good TV on these days. Okay, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have Home and Garden Show tickets at the IAG Center in less than 10 minutes.
Wake up!
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
It's David in Medina. He's going to be our contestant today. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So it is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I am ready.
Let's go. Question one. Love is actually a score you could have in what sport?
Tennis.
Question two. In what country can you find the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
France.
Question three.
Italy.
What's your final answer?
Italy.
Question three. What is mutton? Is it meat or fish?
Fish.
Our fourth question. What actor played Private Ryan in the movie Saving Private Ryan?
Matt Damon.
Final question. In 2012, what song became the first YouTube video to reach 1 billion views?
Oh, good gracious. YouTube videos reach 1 billion. I don't know. Pass on that one.
Okay, let me count here real quick. Let's see. I got you down for 3 correct today, David.
Hey, I'll take 3.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
I think that's a pretty strong performance, David. You have a really good shot of taking down Alyssa today. Here she comes.
Here I am.
She's back in the studio. Let's get your mic on there so everybody can hear you, especially David and Medina.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How'd you do?
3 out of 5. Not bad.
Very nice.
So
very nice.
Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's go. Question one. Love is actually a score you could have in what sport?
Tennis.
Question two. In what country can you find the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Italy, right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
David almost said France, but he got Italy there at the last second.
Somewhere over there.
What is mutton? Is it meat or fish?
I'm going to say meat.
Meat is correct. So we're tied now at 3. Here's question 4. What actor played Private Ryan in the movie Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, Matt Damon.
That's correct. Is Alyssa going to get all 5 correct today? In 2012, what song became the first YouTube video to reach 1 billion views?
Gangnam Style.
Oh, my God.
Let's go!
How did you know that?
Opam Gangnam Style. Oh. You don't remember that?
I
remember that vividly.
Of course I remember it.
Everyone was doing it. It was so cringy, but in the best way. I miss those days.
But for you to know that that video was the first YouTube video to get 1 billion views, I am impressed.
How many times have I said I'm chronically online? Chronically online.
You have impressed me. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So TikTok might be going away as soon as Sunday. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Not us, that's for sure.
But Alyssa and I are still scarred by the loss of Vine. And that shut down in 2017. They were just the short form videos that you would see.
7 seconds.
Yeah.
That's all you got was 7 seconds.
They just couldn't make any money on it. That's all it was. They had no idea how to make money. And so.
But I feel like that's probably why we loved it so much, because it like wasn't monetized and it was just fun.
So in honor of TikTok going away, and we thought it would be fun to remember Vine, another social media platform that we loved back in the day. So we present to you our top 3 Vines from back in the day. Alyssa is going to go first. So this is your number 3?
Yeah, this is my number 3 favorite Vine.
Look at this graph!
You can picture it, right? Oh, man, the meme where, like, Chad Kroeger from Nickelback is just standing there with the picture of the graph. That's the Vine. Oh, it's so good.
One more time.
Look at this graph!
So stupid. Okay. Alyssa's second favorite Vine of all time.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Crisis. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Crisis. Merry Chrysler. I still say Merry Chrysler way too much.
Who was that? Was that a comedian back in the day?
I think she's like a comedian. Like, I don't want to say influencer because it wasn't like a thing back then. Maybe like creator.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so this would be Alyssa's number 1 Vine of all time.
My favorite.
Look at you. Look at all those chickens.
Yeah.
Look at
so funny. I almost chose that one.
Did you really?
Yeah. I looked at it this morning and I laughed. And
it was so hard for me to narrow down to three. I have a list in my phone because I was like, oh, this won't be hard. 14. I had to narrow down my favorite Vine sounds from 14.
This is how I determine my three favorite. Just the ones that I would say over and over all the time in regular conversation with people. The thing is, I still do it to this day with some of these. Here's my number three. I cheated on this one a little bit because this was like a Vine series. And I put a few of them together just to get a more of a context. But it's the kid who at the high school would take a video of the other kids' shoes, the Vans.
Oh,
damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white man.
I love Damn Daniel.
It's just this kid that would just walk around in Vans and
Damn Daniel.
Every day he would be featured with his Vans.
I almost thought about including that one in mine because that one is top notch.
Here's another one that I, to this day, I still will just blurt out and nobody knows what the heck I'm talking about.
You know what? I'm about to say it. I don't care that you broke your elbow.
I don't care.
I don't care that you broke your elbow. I just like saying that. Number one Vine of all time for me. I think, Alyssa, this was on your short list, wasn't it?
It was on my short list, but yeah. I knew that it was going to be number one for you. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to let him have it.
And I think people in Cleveland, I think, embrace this more than anybody else.
LeBron James. Iconic.
I miss you, Vine. Bring it back.
I miss Vine so much. Oh, my goodness. When I was going back through those videos, it felt like it was another lifetime.
This weekend, it's a three-day weekend. Do you have big plans this weekend? Or are you going to try to get out of them?
Oh.
We're getting into that coming up, the Q Morning Show. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Three-day weekend is almost here. I kind of feel like I should be doing something with somebody this weekend. I don't really have any plans. It's really just how January goes for me. Like, I feel like December is, I'm very active. I'm the social butterfly. I'm seeing as many people as I possibly see. And I'm spending
a ton of money,
a large amount of money.
Oh yeah.
Shockingly so, where my wife and I think over the holidays, we're looking at our account and like, whoa, like that was a little unbalanced there in December. So it's kind of like you shut it down a little bit in January. But at the same time, I feel like I'm disconnected from people in my life because I'm not seeing them. I have no plans with them. Also, at the same time, January has been going on forever.
So, yeah, and we're only like 2 weeks into this, so that's crazy.
It's only January 17th now. It feels like I haven't seen anybody in forever, but really it's only been 2 weeks.
I know.
It just feels like it's been 74 days.
It feels so, so long. And like, so one of the things that I've noticed since coming back, because I also don't really have like plans with anybody this weekend, but that's by design, because I feel like I've been doing really well with like making plans, trying to make some friends, hang out and like get out there in the community and do stuff. But in California, when I was living in San Diego, one of the things that I noticed out there is that people are a lot flakier than they are in Cleveland. Here, I feel like it takes a lot for somebody to cancel on you. Like out there, if there's a drizzle, if it's raining, if there's a little bit of a chill in the air, there's a good chance you're going to get a text being like, hey, can we reschedule? Can we rain check? Can we put a pin in this?
But what would be the reason why? You can't use weather as an excuse.
I mean, they would use rain as an excuse, but I think it's just honestly more widely accepted that if you're not feeling it, you don't go. And here, that's not really so much of my experience. I don't think that that has really been the mentality, at least from what I've seen. And so that just got me thinking, though, about like the worst excuses that I have gotten from people over the years when they bail on me for plans.
Yeah, it's interesting that you have that perspective. I would have guessed the exact opposite.
You would think, right? Because there's bad weather here, the winter, yeah. It gets cold. I would have thought the same thing, but it was one of the first things that I noticed that's a difference between California and Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
So, like I said, it got me thinking with this weekend coming up and everybody has their long weekend, hopefully, ahead of them. What are some excuses that you have heard over the years?
Okay, 216-474-0104. So, yeah, maybe you have plans this weekend. You want to get out of them. Trying to come up with a lame excuse.
Yeah, what's the excuse that you're, like, trying to craft and perfect in your head? Or what's an excuse that somebody gave you
right.
to get out of doing something with you that you were like, what?
Okay,
that's the reason? Are you serious?
Let's do that. 216-474-0104. Your lame excuses to get out of having fun. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about lame excuses that you've heard or maybe you've used to get out of doing something you didn't really want to do. Canceling plans at the last second. Kate in Lakewood is on the line. Kate, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What happened to you? Did you use the excuse or was this excuse used on you?
This excuse was used on me. My friend was supposed to come visit from Atlanta. And the day before, like less than 24 hours before she was supposed to come visit, she said, you know, my husband's had a kind of a bad week at work. And I just feel bad leaving him. So I'm not going to make it. So she canceled a whole vacation.
Wait, because her husband was having a bad week at work?
Yep. And like, not even like, it's not like, oh, he got fired. She was just like, he's like kind of down and I feel bad leaving him by himself.
Wow.
How expensive is that that you have to like move flights around and things like that?
I mean, that's a pain.
She had to lose money on that, right?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It must have been a bad week. I don't know. She just didn't make it. And it was 24 hours before. And I was like, I guess I'll see you next time.
Wow. How long did it take then for you to see her the next time?
Oh, I haven't seen her yet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
So it was pretty recently. I haven't seen her yet. This one's fresh.
Were you not believing her?
I mean, I believed her. But I was like, I can't imagine canceling a vacation just because... You know, just because my husband's a little bumped.
Yeah, like, he'll be okay.
Give that man some solo time.
I wonder if something else is going on
there.
I don't know,
get him some ice cream and chocolate, he'll be fine.
Right, like, set him up with some video games and tell him you love him.
Yeah, just leave him be.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling this morning. Hopefully your friend makes that trip up from Atlanta sometime soon.
Eventually.
Matt in Brunswick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Has someone given you a lame excuse to get out of something?
Yeah, so my wife and I have a good excuse. More often than not, we have our 2 and 4-year-old boys. It's a hindrance to the young lifestyle that we used to live, but that's always a valid excuse. But the best excuse we've ever gotten was actually our wedding. My great aunt Diane was like, hey, I can't make it. So it's okay, Aunt Diane, what's going on? She's like, I got Michael Bolton tickets. I can't be there. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, it's Bolton. So missed out on our wedding, and it was a valid excuse at the time.
I was going to say, that's not even, like, a lame excuse. She was just bold, and she was like, sorry, Michael Bolton is more important than you. I'm going to be really honest.
Order, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
What year was this?
2017.
Okay, so not even prime years of Michael Bolton.
No, this might have been, like, sitting in a chair while singing Mike Bolton. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
You know what? I kind of get it. Because this song really bangs.
How do you know this?
What? How do you not know? How do you not know Michael Bolton?
Come on.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. Yeah, I get it. I'm on your aunt's side on this one. Those were probably expensive tickets.
And you know what? At least she was honest about it.
She didn't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they were nosebleed or floor seats, but I guess she had a great time regardless.
I hope they were floor seats if she's skipping your wedding.
Yeah, geez.
Exactly.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you listening this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Miles Smith, Stargazing. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, Brielle from North Ridgeville on the line. Good morning, Brielle.
Hey, good morning.
So has a friend ever given you a lame excuse to cancel plans with you?
Oh, my God, yes. So this is my best friend from, like, sixth grade. So we go back for decades, basically, at this point. And she literally bailed on me the day of a concert we had been, like, super, super looking forward to because she got a pimple. A pimple.
Wait. Hold on. She canceled your plans to go to a concert over a pimple?
Over a pimple. And, like, she literally canceled just because of that. It was a concert. It was at nighttime. And I'll just, like, never forget it because we had been looking forward to it. It was Kenny Chesney at Blossom, and we were so excited about it. And she texted me at 2 p.m. to say she could not go. And then she sent me a picture, and it wasn't even a big pimple.
Oh, my God.
Like, you wouldn't even notice.
So your friend was serious about this. Like, she was really that self-conscious about this pimple? Because I was thinking that she was just giving you, like, a lame excuse, like a lie to get out of it. But this is a really good friend, and she's really self-conscious about this pimple.
Yeah, basically. I guess it was the first pimple she had gotten in a couple of years or something, you know, because we're adults now.
As an adult who has continued to struggle with acne, though, I have done this. Believe it or not, I've canceled on things. Like, I remember one time I had one that was so bad, like, I didn't leave the house for, like, days.
Where were you supposed to go? What did you cancel?
Well, I mean, I went to work and stuff, but any, like, extracurriculars, like, going out for drinks or, like, anything fun that I had planned, I was like, nah, I'm gonna have to sit this one out, you guys.
Yeah, but it was a Kenny Chesney concert. She can't be that big of a fan of Kenny Chesney if she would skip the concert.
Yeah, that's kind of like a summer staple. Did you at least end up going to the concert anyways?
Oh, totally. Yeah, I was not about to let her pimple also keep me from the concert.
The pimple's not going to ruin your plans.
Exactly. No, I ended up taking my roommate at the time, and we had a great time. So, yeah, it ended up being fine. It was just, but I will never let her live that down.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I hope that the pimple cleared up for her.
It finally has, yes.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not still just hanging around.
Thank you, Brielle, for calling in and listening to us.
Yeah, thank you. I love you guys.
If anybody does try to contact me this weekend and want to get together, can I just say, I'm broke. Can I just say that? I'm broke.
I think that we should normalize just letting that be a thing.
Circle back in February.
Yeah, we'll check where my finances are.
After Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Check in with me then.
God, beginning of the year, end of the year, it's so expensive. So bad.
Yeah, luckily there's lots of sports on, though.
Yeah.
NFL football this weekend. Coming up this morning, we still have Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We got one more round before the weekend. So that is in less than 10 minutes. And then after 9 this morning, we'll get you another Q keyword for a chance to be the one to fly to Nashville this summer for an incredible once-in-a-lifetime experience with Coldplay. It's all on the way.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Paul in Willoughby is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bill.
It is a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
Question 1. During the ice bucket challenge for charity, where would you have to dump cold water?
On your head.
Question 2. What film gave Leonardo DiCaprio his first Oscar?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Question 3. On The Good Place, which is currently streaming on Netflix, Jason Mendoza is a fan of which NFL team?
Kansas City Chiefs. Not sure about that one.
Question 4. The Las Vegas Strip in Las Vegas, is it shorter or longer than 5 miles?
Shorter.
And our final question. This video game, first released in 2001, allows players to build and customize their own villages while interacting with their animal neighbors.
I know that one. I can't think of it. I'm not sure.
Going to take an L on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, let's get Alyssa back in here first.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
I have you down for two, Paul.
Ooh.
Two correct out of five. Perhaps the questions were level five difficult today. We're about to find out because Alyssa's back in the studio. Say hi to Paul and Willoughby.
Oh, good morning. Hello, Paul.
Morning, Alyssa.
I'm not going to tell you how Paul did today. We're just jumping in with your five questions.
All right, let's hit it.
Question number one. During the ice bucket challenge for charity, where would you have to dump cold water?
On your head.
What film gave Leonardo DiCaprio his first Oscar?
It's got to be the... Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. No, it wasn't. The Revenant.
Is that your final answer?
Wait. Revenant? Yeah.
You're so close. It's The Revenant.
No! Oh, my gosh.
What'd you say?
I said Reverent.
The Reverent.
Like, it's something like that. I almost said Titanic, and then I remembered, like, oh, no. He was cheated out of an Oscar for, like, forever, decades.
Question number three. On The Good Place, which is streaming on Netflix, Jason Mendoza is a fan of which NFL team?
I have no idea. The Eagles?
I'm sorry. Did you watch that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Yeah. He is a fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh.
Moving on to question number four. The Las Vegas Strip in Las Vegas, where Alyssa got married, and I got married, by the way.
Both of us.
Is the Las Vegas Strip shorter or longer than 5 miles?
Oh, it's definitely shorter.
It is shorter.
Yeah.
It's 4.5 miles.
I know because I've walked it completely multiple times. So I do not recommend at all.
So let me tell you the score. We're tied at 2. Let's see if Alyssa can win outright today. This video game, first released in 2001, allows players to build and customize their own villages while interacting with their animal neighbors.
Animal Crossing?
It is Animal Crossing.
Yes!
Alyssa wins.
Let's go. Those were tough, Bill. You hit us with some hard ones.
They're tough today.
Hey, Paul, I'm happy to set you up with 4 tickets to the Great Big Home and Garden Show coming to the IX Center.
That's great. I'll take them. Thank you very much. My name is Paul.